So today is the auspicious day of the appearance day of Shyamananda. Shyamananda lived about 450 years ago, and when he was born, his parents were lamenting because they didn't have a child for a long time. So then they gave the child the name Dukhi. Dukhi means unhappy.
Sad.
So they called him Dukhi. He was born in Utkal. He was an Aryan Vaishnava. He became Aryan Vaishnava. And he took Diksha from an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, Hriday Chaitanya Das. When he got initiated, his name was Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So he took initiation, and then his Gurudev, he ordered him, you go to Vrindavan and you study the Goswami scriptures. And then Shyamananda, as you know, became a very, well, his name was Sri Krishna Das. He's not Shyamananda yet, Sri Krishna Das. So Sri Krishna Das, he became very good friends with Narottam. Narottam Das Thakur, who was initiated by Lokanath, and also by Srinivas Acharya, Srinivas Prabhu. So every day, this Krishna Das was doing personal service to Jiva Goswami. He was going to Sevakunj, and there was one well there, you know, one kuwa. And Sevakunj. He was drawing water from there and filling a mudka. So one day, when he was drawing water from that well in Sevakunj, which is near Radha Damodar temple, when he picked up the poured the water into his mudka, then he found a ankle bell. A golden ankle bell was in the bottom of his mudka. Immediately he thought it was very beautiful, and he took it out from his mudka and he touched his forehead to his forehead. And when it touched his forehead, it immediately felt ecstatic symptoms of transcendental ecstasy rush through his mind and heart. Early the next morning, during Nishant Kal, between 3:36 in the morning and 6 a.m., this is the time when Radha and Krishna leave Nidivan after resting there at night. So the Brajagopis, Alita and Vishaka, and they noticed that Lita Sakhi noticed that Radharani was missing one ankle bell from her left foot. And she asked Radhika what happened. And she wasn't sure, but she conjectured, or she guessed, that last night when she was dancing in Sevakunj with Shyam Sundar, that it fell off somewhere in Sevakunj. Maybe it fell into that well. Or that well of Vishaka. So then Vishaka immediately went searching in Sevakunj near that kuwa, near that well. And there she met Krishnadas, who was drawing water from that same well. And Vishaka said, "Hey Baba, did you find an ankle bell here?" And Krishnadas was struck with wonder seeing this beautiful Kishori Gopi, because they had just come from Nidivan, now she went to Sevakunj. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning, and they're on their way back to Barsana, Nandagam, divine couple. And he was there drawing water for the service of Radha Damodar and for Jiva Goswami. That was his service, collecting water every day for Jiva Goswami, drinking water. And when Krishnadas looked at this beautiful Kishori Gopi, Nitya Kishori Gopi, he was astounded, so beautiful, so attractive. And he felt like, this lady, this woman, she's some celestial goddess. Must be some demigoddess that's come down here for some reason. And then when he heard her voice, when she asked Baba, "Did you find an ankle bell?" Her voice was so full of nectar that it filled his heart with divine love just to hear the voice of Vishaka. Can you imagine? And he said, "Yes." Krishnadas replied, "Yes, I have such an ankle bell. Please tell me who you are and where you live." And then Vishaka said, I am a Kishori Gopi from Braj. This bangle belongs to my Sakhi. She's a beautiful Brajavadu. Vadu means newly married girls, called Vadu. Brajavadu. "You just wait and I will bring her here." Radhika came, but she hid behind a tree. Vishakha said that my Sakhi is nearby, but she's very shy. She doesn't like to appear before strangers or unknown persons. You please give me the ankle belt, and I will return it to her. She's just standing there on the other side of that tree. Intuitively, Krishnadas felt that there's some great mystery being revealed to him. He felt that something's happening here. This lady standing behind the tree, I see her, the wind is blowing her blue sari, and this beautiful celestial Kishori, is something very wonderful and strange happening here. Suddenly he felt his heart to be filled with pure love of Krishna, and immediately offered dandavats, as his voice choked in submission. Vishakha recognized by these symptoms that Krishnadas was a great devotee. Then she said, O Bharavakta, O great devotee, O Bharavakta, my Sakhi would like to show her gratitude to you by offering you a benediction. Now you can ask whatever you want. Krishna said, I don't want anything, but all I would like to do is take the dust from the lotus feet of your Sakhi. Vishakha said, in your present form, that will not be possible. First, you must bathe in this kund, which was Vishakha kund, which is now visible, you can see in Seva Kunj. So as soon as Krishnadas dipped into Vishakha kund, he came out assuming the form of a beautiful transcendental Kishori Gopi. Then she returned to Vishakha. And offered obeisances, and Vishakha Devi took her to Srimati Radharani. Then Krishnadasi, but it was Krishnadas, Krishnadasi immediately offered dandavats in the dust of Radhika's lotus feet. At that time, Srimati Radhika, she applied some kunkum from her breast to the ankle bell, because he gave the ankle bell when he came back as a gopi, and they gave the ankle belt to Vishakha, and then he said, oh, now I'll take you to Radhika. So Vishakha gave the ankle belt to Radhika. Then Radhika took some kunkum, it's like red powder, put on top of her breast, and rubbed it on the ankle bell. And then she pressed that ankle bell on the forehead of Shamananda and the nose. An ankle bell, as you know, is a goli, but then there's a little hole inside the ankle bell. So that hole makes what they call Nupura. Nupura means ankle bell. So it becomes, their tilak is called Nupura tilak. It goes like, it's open like this, then there's a dot. And that dot is the little bell that rolls around inside the, in that little round goalie, there's a little ball inside. It's a round goalie with a split. You know, you've seen it. And then there's a little ball inside, and it rolls around, ching, ching, ching. So when Radharani put that on Krishnadasi's nose, it made that opening, then that ball inside made the dot, the bindu. It's called Nupura tilak. So Radharani pressed that ankle bell to the forehead and nose of this new gopi, and then she said, always wear this tilak on your forehead. From now on, your name will be Shamananda. Now you can go from here. Suddenly, Srimati Radhika, Vishakha Devi, and all her sakhis disappeared, and Krishnadasa's samadhi broke. Because all this was going on in his samadhi, because he fainted. In the beginning, when he saw Vishakha, he fainted. And all that in the samadhi, she took him and bathed him. He became a sakhi. He came back, and then he came out, and all this happened. He saw this beautiful Kishori. He heard her voice. She said she's a Kishori from Braj. Then he fainted in ecstasy of love of God. Then while he was fainted, in the samadhi, like a swapna, he had the spurti. And it all happened in his spurti, in his vision. That Vishakha took me to this kund, and I bathed in this kund, and I became a gopi. And then I met Radhika, and she pressed this to my forehead, and she gave me this name, Shamananda, and I woke up. Was I dreaming? Was that spurti? Was it samadhi? It's like a vision. Seems like you can touch it. It's so real, it seems like you can touch it, but it's a vision. You can't, there's nothing to touch. That's spurti. There's spurti, vispurti, and sakshat darshan. There's three levels. When he awoke from his samadhi, he was amazed. the extraordinary event which he witnessed while absorbed in Prem Samadhi. In great wonder, Shamananda exclaimed, "Alas, what have I seen?" And he cried with great joy. At that moment he began to offer hundreds of prayers in glorification of Srimati Radhika. And he quickly ran to Damodar temple to meet Jiva Goswami. Seeing the unusual tilak on the forehead of Krishnadas, Jiva Goswami wondered, and he said, "What happened? What is this tilak?" At that moment, Krishnadas narrated the entire story to Jiva Goswami, and Jiva replied, "Please, don't reveal this story to anyone. From now on, your name will remain Shamananda. You will keep this name, Shamananda." So after a short time, the rumor spread to Navadvip, and his guru, his Diksha guru, Hriday Chaitanya, who was living in Ambika Kalna, he came to Vrindavan. Then he met his disciple and he chastised him. "You're a disgrace. You're disgracing me. And you're a disgrace to my guru parampara. What is this concocted tilak you're wearing? And why did you change your name? Take reinitiation." That night, Hriday Chaitanya had a dream of Radhika. Radhika spoke to Hriday Chaitanya, Why have you scolded and rebuked my disciple? He has pleased me greatly, so I personally gave this new name and tilak to him." Awaking from that dream, in the dream, Hriday Chaitanya fell flat at the feet of Radhika and begged forgiveness, realizing that he had committed a grave offense to his own disciple. The next morning, the guru, Hriday Chaitanya, met Shamananda Prabhu and embraced him affectionately and begged forgiveness, saying, "You are supremely fortunate that you have been personally selected by Srimati Radharani." And then Hriday Chaitanya left Vrindavan. So at the end, of course, many pastimes happened. Shamananda was a great preacher, especially in Orissa. And the greatness of Shamananda was his main disciple, Rasikananda. He had many disciples. Rasikananda was most prominent, just like our Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had many disciples. And they're all very illustrious and wonderful, but really, objectively, everyone can appreciate that Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami is the most illustrious and glorious and influential of all the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta, although they're all very wonderful. So after he preached everywhere and initiated so many types of people, then he met his guru, Hriday Chaitanya. And there was no hard feelings between them, because Hriday Chaitanya, he was in Sakyabhav. He's an eternal Sakha, cowherd boy of Balaram. And he initiated his disciple, but his disciple was destined to go into Mandri Bhav. So his disciple, all arrangements were made. Even he didn't know it himself, because he said, go study the Goswami Granths with Jiva Goswami, because he's the most learned in all these Granthas. So although the Diksha Guru gave Diksha, he didn't feel competent to give all this knowledge. So he came and directly studied with Jiva Goswami, who was the leading Goswami at the time, a little bit after Rupa and Sanatan at that time. And then it was the arrangement of the Lord that he was to be directly initiated by Radharani and upgraded in his Stai Bhav or whatever to Madhurya Bhav. And he started his own Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Shamananda Sampradaya, which is recognized by all the Gaudiyas. And we followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Saraswati, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, sometimes the devotees, they say that our Sampradaya is Chaitanya Saraswat. We're the Chaitanya Saraswat Sampradaya. We are a branch of Lord Chaitanya's tree. Like Nityananda Sampradaya, Gadadhara Sampradaya, Advaita Sampradaya, Shamananda Sampradaya. It's like this. Although we're in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, that's the general category, but to fine-tune it or to make even more specific branch of that, we say Chaitanya Saraswat. Saraswat is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Because we have our own tilak, first of all. Tulsidhara is called Tulsidhara Tilak. Although our Param Guru is in Advaita Sampradaya, Gaurakishore Das is in Advaita Sampradaya, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in Nityananda Sampradaya. So there's not the same Sampradaya in our Parampara, because we emphasize Shiksha Parampara or Bhagavat Parampara. So this presentation of Shiksha Parampara or Bhagavat Parampara is almost, you can say, is a new introduction. So therefore it becomes a new sampradaya in one sense, or a new branch of Lord Chaitanya's tree, Chaitanya Saraswat Sampradaya, which has its own particulars, its own tilak, and basically its own way of worshipping Radha and Krishna. Just like Shamananda, they have their own tilak and their own way of puja. So this is some brief glorification of Shamananda Prabhu. Sri Shamananda ki jai.